The AJC Decatur Book Festival is coming up this holiday weekend, featuring more than 600 author lectures and signings. Darren Wong, the festival's executive director, regularly fills us in on the week's book events. This time, he dropped by WABE to tell us about a few of the authors whom he's most excited to see at this year's festival.
One is Ron Rash, who is going to be at the festival, and he's in conversation with John Lang, who has published a book called Understanding Ron Rash. Ron Rash is probably best known for his book Serena, which came out in 2008, and it's kind of a retelling somewhat of Macbeth. It takes place in the North Carolina mountains during the Depression. It's a really fantastic book, beautifully written, and as is all of Ron Rash's stuff. Besides being a fantastic novelist, Ron Rash is a really well-regarded poet as well, and that kind of spareness of language and beauty of language shows up in his fiction. We have a good clip here of Ron talking to NPR Scott Simon about how his ideas come to be.
I actually start sometimes with a voice, usually an image that won't leave me alone, and I have to find out where that image will lead me.
And Darren, this John Lang, Ron Rash appearance as a part of the Decatur Book Festival.
Yes, this is number one on the
director's picks.
Number two would be Ed Falco, who's coming to the festival this coming weekend to talk about his book Tufts. Ed is also something of a poet and a short story writer more than anything, but a novelist who's met with a lot of success lately. Probably best known for the prequel to The Godfather, the family Corleone. After the success of that novel and all the attention they got, he tells a story of how he was at a family gathering, and he sat down and asked one of his uncles to tell him about his grandfather, who he knew as a child, but as kind of a very kind of quiet, gentle man who would sit in the corner and take in the joy of his family. And his uncle said, oh, he was a gangster.
Surprise, surprise.
And Ed Falco, who'd been writing about, you know, the most famous fictional gangster family, had no idea that this was his actual heritage. And he's a novelist because he comes from a family of storytellers, so he's not quite sure how much is true, but there is some basis for it. So he used his grandfather as kind of the character to get inside of this Depression era gangster scene and uses his grandfather as a witness to some of the more famous gangsters of the era, and in particular Mad Dog Cole, who is kind of that New York, New Jersey scene and really historic and famous. He was an Irishman running an Italian gangster family, which is quite a
twist.
Yeah. And the third book I wanted to talk about is actually nonfiction, Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy by Karen Abbott. Karen is a really fantastic storyteller, and she's kind of exploring what she calls sizzle history. This book, it looks at these four spies during the Civil War, these four women spies, two for the Union and two for the Confederacy, and their story of hiding in Richmond and in Washington and funneling information, the devices that they used and the various tactics that they had. But you know, Karen really delves into these stories and brings these characters to life. They're outlandish, I think, is the word that comes to mind, and in their daring, the things that they pulled off. They put most of the men's history of the Civil War to shame.
Pale by comparison.
Yeah. And the term sizzle history is accurate. These women are not saints.
Okay.
And here's a piece from her publisher, HarperCollins, talking about some of these characters.
Belle Boyd was a 17-year-old girl living in the Shenandoah Valley, Virginia, who shot a Union soldier in her home and then became a courier and spy for the Confederate Army. Emma Edmonds disguised herself as a man and enlisted in the Union Army, and she witnessed the bloodiest battles of the war and went undercover several times. When I was researching these women, it was clear that these stories were larger than life. All of them lived lives that were stranger than fiction.
So in essence, Karen really sort of uses a theatrical slant to look at history.
Yeah. I mean, the book's riveting. It's launching at the book festival, but I was lucky enough to get an early copy of it. You know, it is a page-turner in the best sense of the word. And those are the three authors that I'm probably looking most forward to in checking in on during the festival. But we have over 300 coming. So take a look at the schedule. It should be a great weekend.
Darren Wong, executive director of the AJC Decatur Book Festival, sharing his picks for this year's event, happening this coming weekend. He highlighted events with authors Ron Rash, Ed Falco, and Karen Abbott. You can find out more about their appearances at the festival at wabe.org/citycafe. And if you want to learn more about the live literary events going on around town, you can also listen to WABE's Litcast. This week's episode features an interview with Bruce Covey on the ending of What's New in Poetry reading series. That's streaming online now at wabe.org/litcast.